We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the attitude and the performance of Dayanim. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin teaches us, Amar Bishmol ben Rabbi Yosi, HaChoshek Atzmi Min Adin, if somebody who avoids getting involved in the Torah, Parek Mimena Eva V'Gezel V'Shvu Shav, he excludes himself from enemies, from stealing, from Shvu'a Shav. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that even though the Torah HaKadosh teaches us, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titin l'cha b'chol sharecha, and the Pasuk says, also in Parashat Shoiftim, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, there's a mitzvah to task in the Din Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that is only in a place where there are no other dayanim available. However, if one could find other dayanim, it's better, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that let others pask in the shaila and avoid all sorts of anguish and avoid chas v'shalom, maybe causing stealing or shvu'a shav if you didn't paskin the Din Torah correctly. Ramosha in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Oirik Chaim Chelek Hei Simen Chof Ois Tezayin refers back to his own very words in the Agdama to the first of the Igros Moshe volumes, where Ramosha goes into a discussion as he begins to publish his tshuvas, and he himself quotes the Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Beis, Rabim Chalolim Hipila Uzat Tamid Chacham Shalai Gia Lahira Amayra. It's a terrible sin for Talmud Chacham who isn't able to paskin and takes on the role of paskining. Says Rav Moshe, but the Gemara there also continues to say, V'gam v'atsumim kol harugel, that Talmud Chacham shigil lo ro v'ein amayra. So the Gemara on one hand says, if you can't paskin a shaila, don't. On the other hand, the Gemara says, if you can, you must. And in fact, Rabbi Moshe quotes Rabbi Kiva Ega that his sons write in the tshuva, in the Hagdama to the tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Ega, that this that Rabbi Kiva said, that he answered shailas, is only because I was concerned that I should not be in the category of Atsum Kol HaRugel, Zatam Chacham Shigil Rov in a Moira. So, if Rabbi Kiva Eger was concerned, says Ramosha, what should I say? So says Ramosha that every generation has its poskim, and one should not take the attitude, well, I'm certainly not on the same caliber of the poskim of the previous generations, how could I pass the shailas? Rather, since the Torah says, since lo b'shamayim hi, that it's up to the chachmei hador to pass in the shaila, even if maybe you're not passing correctly, you have the obligation, we have the obligation to paskin as we see fit. And in fact, says Ramosha, and it's really a Gemara here in Masechta, the Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel, that as long as if there's a machloikis, rishonim or achronim, as long as it hasn't been definitively paskined in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch or by the preponderance of Paiskim, we have the right to paskin the Shaila, even if we're paskining wrong. And he says, that's really pshat in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Vav that we learned previously, where the Gemara says, V'yir ha-dayonim yoydim es mihem donim ulifnei mihem donim. The dayonim have to know who are the balidinim, and when the entire is paskind, we're passing the word of Hashem, or mi asid lifra mehem. And if we're passing wrong, what could happen? So says the Gemara, Shema yoyma hadayin mali b'tzar zeh. And as Rashi explains, if I'm going to paskin incorrectly, I'm going to get punished. Tamaloymer v'imchem b'dvar ha-mishpat. Ein lo ledayin el mash en avroyis. And Rashi explains, a dayin need not fear. A dayin need not hold himself paskin the shiloh. As long as his intention is proper, as long as he's paskening the way he sees it properly, that's the way he should pasken. In fact, Rav Moshe says, there's a very famous Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Chof Tes. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shar Sh'ala Moshe L'moroim, Matzah L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Sh'yoshiv K'osiv K'sarim L'Oseish. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting crowns on the letters of the Torah. Amar l'fan of Ribbono shel Olam, mi me'akev al yadcha? Amar lo, Adam echad yesh v'akiva ben Yosef shmoi. What's Moshe Rabbeinu asked, what is this all about? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol responded, there's going to be a great person, his name is Akiva. Shasha lidrash al kol koitz v'koitz tilei tilem shel alochus. So we need to understand what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question and what's Mima Akiv mean, who holds you back? What does it mean, somebody holding back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not holding back HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Moshe explains that what is the concept of Ksorim? What is the concept of crowns on top of the letters in the Torah? So he says, the crowns mean that we make the crowns. We are able to take the words of the Torah, and as a Talmud Chacham, a Pesach, has the right to take the words and the letters of the Torah and use them to paskin shailus, to paskin dinei Torah, to tell us what the Torah means. And that is the crown of the Torah. The crown of the Torah is that we have the ability to do that. And even if we may be wrong, mi ma'akif, who holds back? What it means is, maybe what this Talmud Chacham is saying is wrong and shouldn't be said. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, that's what I want. I want the Talmidei Chacham of every generation to learn and paskin the way they see right. And in fact, Rav Moshe says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Amar David, lechosid ani, am I not considered a chosid? Shekol malchi mizrach u'mariv. All the kings of the world are busy with their countries, with their governments, with their manners at hand. V'ani yodai melechlachas b'damba b'shvir b'shvilya k'dei l'tai ish l'bara. And the question is, says Rav Moshe, indeed, why did David HaMelech do that? David HaMelech is the king. Weren't there enough Rabbonim and Dayanim at the time of David HaMelech that they could paskin the shailus? Says Rav Moshe, David HaMelech was teaching us an incredibly important lesson. David HaMelech was teaching us that yes, if you have the ability to paskin the shailah, then you should paskin the shailah. And don't say, well, I'm a melech, and let the rov, let the dayan paskin the shailah. You paskin the shailah. But still, Rav Moshe, here in this tshuva that we began with, says that nobody is obligated to become a Poisek. So we sort of have a contradiction. On one hand, it seems that David HaMelech taught us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the crowns on the oises of the Torah, that one should paskin, one should jump in. And on the other hand, it seems that one should, as we learned at the beginning of this year, from the words of Pirkei Avos, one should avoid getting involved in the Torah. So Moshe, quoting Tosfos that we spoke about in the previous year, that Tosfos in his explanation where the Gemara differentiates between a din meruma and a din she'ein meruma, says, since we see that when it comes to din Torah between two litigants, a din Torah of din emominus, there could be a din meruma, there one should avoid. So Moshe says like this, when there's a din Torah between two people, a din Torah over financial mesh situation, and there's a real concern that there's lying or other such activities evolve, a person could say, and that's why Al Gemara says, that even though perhaps normally Dine Mominus do not require Drisha v'chakira, this type of a din Torah does require this Drisha Chakira. So when you see this type of a situation, says Ramosh, a person could take the attitude, I'm not getting involved. But when somebody comes to you with a shaila, what to do, what not to do, and you have the ability to answer, you have the obligation to answer. And it's interesting to point out that the Shaul of Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov in his Agdoma says that if somebody spends time trying to understand what the halacha is and does the best that he can, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person a siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person a siyata d'shmaya, that even though maybe he isn't yet on the madrega, certainly on the madrega of the previous generation, Gedolim, but if you do what you can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the siyata d'shmaya. And he says in his Agdoma, Techelik Yerudea, a very nice word. He says that when the Pasuk says, Bonim Atem Lashem Lakechem, Vayisem Lisgula Mikol Ha'amim, the Pasuk is trying to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael, the ability to paskin Shilas, even if we're not as great as the previous generations. But we are the Skula Mikol Ha'amin. We are the Bonim Lashem Alekechem, and people who are in that Madrega have a special Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to paskin Shilas correctly.